You're listening to SBS News.
Just a week after Ukrainian forces took back the previously occupied area of northern Kharkiv, more bodies have been exhumed from a recently discovered gravesite. At least 40 have been recovered so far in the forest near Izium. Residents like Volodymyr Kolesnik have been searching for dead relatives at the site.
The local funeral company that conducted burials gave me the list. They buried the bodies in bags, without coffins, without anything. I wasn't allowed here at first. They, the Russians, said it was mined and asked to wait. And there was a lot of them in the woods, so it was scary to come here.
Authorities believe it could take weeks to exhume all of the bodies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the exhumations continue to unearth more evidence of torture by Kremlin forces.
More than 10 torture chambers have been found in the liberated areas in the Kharkiv region, in various cities and towns. As the occupiers fled, they also left behind the devices for torture. Even at the ordinary railway station in Kozaka Lopan, a room for torture and tools for electric torture were found. It's just a railway station. Torture was a widespread practice in the occupied territory. That is what the Nazis did. This is what the Russians do. And they will answer in the same way, both on the battlefields and in the courtrooms. We will identify all those who tortured, humiliated, who brought this atrocity from Russia here to our Ukrainian land.
The discovery of what authorities say was a makeshift prison where detainees were abused has prompted them to scour the area for more potential graves, with several more burial sites already detected. The prosecutor's office says that Russian forces had set up a local police force which ran the prison. They've already uncovered documents confirming the functioning of the police department and have seized implements of torture as well.
They were performing interrogations via inhumane methods. They were simply torturing people because they wanted to hear the information they needed.
The Kremlin has not commented on the discovery of the graves, but say they have successfully repelled a Ukrainian offensive in the Kherson region, suggesting that at least 180 Ukrainian servicemen had been killed. In the last number of weeks, Ukrainian forces have made significant advances, and President Zelensky has promised that there would be no let-up in the counter-offensive, which has reclaimed towns and cities from Russian troops.
Maybe now it seems to some of you that after a series of victories we have a certain lull. But this is not a lull. This is preparation for the next series. To the next series of very important words for us, which must be heard, because Ukraine must be free, all of it.
He called on Russian soldiers to surrender, promising that Ukrainian forces would uphold human rights conventions to those who complied.
Many of the Russian soldiers have already realized that they have no chance in Ukraine, that they will be defeated. The most intelligent of the Russian military are surrendering, and we guarantee them compliance with all rights according to the conventions. And we will continue pressing so that all the occupiers understand this. We will beat them harder than before.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.